Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the one and only Lunar Lounge show with me, myself, and I, Israel of Josie, and my astrolabe. As you all know, this has become the symbol. This will become the symbol for this show eventually. Yeah, I just gonna need to get a correct stand for it. I love these kind of items. I've got two of them actually. Yeah, two. Could you believe? Anyway, welcome to the show. You're tuned in. You're listening to the Lunar Lounge. If you are tuning in for the first time, this is a show which is brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind, people. And they've now brought the gummy bears. There's gummy bears. There is Magic Mind gummy bears. I mean, I haven't got my packet yet, but it's in the mail. So it's on its way. Listen, go get it. You get a percentage off. You get a discount due to you knowing or listening to the Lunar Lounge. The details are always below. On my YouTube channel. Also, this podcast is available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Amazon, Spotify. You can find me there. Keep the questions coming. This show is a show which aims to educate, entertain, inform, like a bit of humor also as well. It's centered around astrology. It's centered around the cosmos, the order of the universe, and how it relates to us human beings, how those planetary positions and movements and alignments, how they affect us here in everyday life. So I'll be bringing up the chart in a moment. So we'll be looking at some astrology, of course. We got competition time coming, and we do have a winner. Hey, what a competition. Real tight. We got tarot card of the week. That's going to be coming up later on. So I'm going to be giving you tarot card of the week. So stay tuned for that. Keep your questions coming. Welcome, Jack, Pamela. Greetings to you. Welcome to the show. Jack is asking, where is everybody? What else? Oh, that reminds me. Oh, God, I've got to get back to the other Jackie. Yeah, so many Jackies. What is going on? Shout outs to you. I'm live actually on YouTube, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I should be live on Facebook, but then I don't want to say the word. Have suspended my account. Please put it back on, please. Yeah. Your loss anyway. You're not the only social media. Anywho, it is what it is. Well, and you guys on Instagram, and I'm on Instagram. Check that out. Irony. Anyway, welcome to the Lunar Land Shop. What is the weather like where you are? I'm looking outside in London, UK right now, and it's I'm seeing spaces of blue sky, but it's a bit cloudy. It's bright, but a bit cloudy, but it's cold. Welcome to London, UK. It is what it is. Let me put my astrolabe down right here, and you can see that there. Right beside me. So, welcome to the show. What has been going on in the various parts of the world? Shout out to Pretty. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. What's the headlines? What's the head news? What's been going on? I want to thank each and every single one of you who take time to download, to listen. I actually got an email, another congratulations of... the amount of people that have downloaded my show that are, listen, this show keeps on giving. It's the show that keeps on giving, and it's the show that keeps on growing. So I want to thank each and every single one of you who have taken time to subscribe, to like. Thank you very much. The numbers are going up. I like it. Let's keep it like that. And I promise also as well to be bringing more information and more, shall I say entertainment? I don't know. I'll be bringing more of something. That you know, that's what matters. Hold on a minute. I want to change my lighting. Yeah, that's a bit better. How about that? Yeah, I'm trying to get the higher volume light. You know, I need the light on me. I need to be the star right now. Shout outs to Michelle. Michelle saying, I didn't see you on Instagram. I'm live on Instagram. I can see myself right now on the screen, live on Instagram. So I know I'm live on Instagram. Yep, I'm live on Instagram, baby. Check me out. but hold on a minute. I mean, what Instagram are you talking? Because the Lunar Lounge podcast has its own Instagram. Yeah, I know. So if you're looking for Sacred Planets or Israel Josie, which is Sacred Planets, you might not see me there. But the Lunar Lounge podcast, if you put the Lunar Lounge podcast in Instagram, you will find me. I'm live on there because I can see it right now. Welcome to the show, Michelle. And anybody else coming? Few announcements to make. Courses happening. Starting my palmistry course tomorrow. Not too late to sign up. There's a 20% discount that's going. So hit me up. And for those of you who hit me up, yeah, thank you very much. And yep, you've all got the link, so you know what to do. But I'll be making those announcements later. I thought I'd just plug that in because it's immediate, you know. Somebody emailed me the other day and said, hey, I didn't know you started your astrology. Well, you can sign up to the astrology at any time. You don't have to wait for any moment. Anytime. Weekly classes, live weekly classes, the videos are there, everything. Sign up at any time, come on board. So, yeah, it is what it is. But I'll talk about that later. Why am I plugging that now? What else is happening in the news? More stuff going on with Mr. Donald Trump. he's elected Elon Musk into office. What's Elon Musk going to be doing? What's he in charge of? Like, Minister of Technology or something? I don't quite know it, but hey, it is what it is. Yeah, he's got some... I don't like his vice president. I think I said that the last time. Him, I don't like. I'm not too, you know... and people are saying, oh, get rid of Mr. Trump. Be careful what you wish for. He's not going to... Yeah, if he doesn't complete the term, his vice is going to take over, which I think is a lot worse. So, hey, yeah, do be mindful. It is what it is. What else is going on in the world? Anything... The wars are still going on. People still complaining about inflation, of course. What can I say? But hey, it is what it is. What else did I want to say? There's been some other stuff, but again, skip my mind. I'll try not to think about it. It will come when it's time. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. So we can have a look at that. And yeah. We'll be seeing, what's going on in the world. What else did I want to say? What's the weather like where you are? I think I've asked that. For some of you, it's warm. For some of you who's in the south of Spain. for all my people up in Brazil, you know, I know you're probably having good weather out there right now. Shout outs to Brazil. Brazil is my number one. They are my number one listeners and downloads of my passcard. Next in line, it's still Belgium. They are still up there. Third in line, it's Pakistan. The Lunar Lounge podcast? I mean, you couldn't make this up, could you? I mean, I would never think... But you see, astrocartography, it works. Because I've got lines going through Pakistan. I've got lines going through Belgium. And I've got lines going through Brazil. So, hey, no coincidence, hey? Pakistan. People are listening to me in Lahore, Pakistan right now. Shout out to Pakistan, my Pakistan people. Big you up. Everybody, Asia, wherever you're listening to this show, I really thank you. Middle East, real big. Dubai people are tuning in to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Make no mistake about it. We're growing. And 2025 is upon us. We got just over a month left, and we're going to be saying 2025. I swear it felt like the other day we were saying Happy New Year 2024. But New Year's coming up, so hey, it is what it is. But time flies when you're busy, right? And trust me, I've been busy. So, shout out to Florence. Welcome to the show. Keep your questions coming. We'll be looking at the astrology of the moment and seeing what else is going on. Okay, people are letting me know that they're at work listening. They're working and they're listening. Yeah, I know. It be like that, right? You got to listen to me at work. If not, after work, to work. I really appreciate the energy, the support, the input, the taking time to listen to myself. Okay, shall we go to the astrology of the time? There was something else that I did want to say. I wasn't too sure about. It will come. It will come. In the meantime, let us look at the chart for the moment. And let's go there. Hey. So, here is the chart, as you all can see. And we got the moon in Aries. We got an Aries moon, baby. Conjunct Chiron. Are we going to be talking about wounds today? Are we going to talk about anything painful, maybe? Well, whatever it is, it needs to be sharp, quick, direct, and heated. We got a moon in Aries. Also, trying Mercury. That's good. That will get me going. That will get me going. So what can we expect for the rest? Well, we got a full moon tomorrow. Day after tomorrow. On the 15th, on Friday, we got a full moon in Taurus. The moon is exalted in Taurus. However, it's going to be conjunct to Uranus. be prepared for the unexpected. Yeah, with this full moon, be prepared for things like they're going, that seem like they're going one way and then they go the other. Or we may see elements of extremism. We may see elements of unpredictable behavior. Let's not forget, when the moon is full, people tend to be more instinctive, more emotional. It may not be the appropriate word, but the emotions are definitely, emotions are heightened. Let's say that. The emotions are 100% heightened during a full moon. And that's for everybody, or generally, or maybe for most people. There's a sensitivity that is heightened. Now, if that sensitivity, which is heightened, and we've got a moon in Taurus, this is where the moon is exalted. So it's a good moon, essentially speaking. It's a powerful moon. It's a strong moon. It's a moon of resilience and strength and grounding. But with Uranus, there's an erratic kind of energy. So people do watch out over the course of the next 2 to 3 days of people acting extremely erratic. Yeah. Emotions being erratic. People seem like they're just all over the place, a bit scattered, a bit chaotic, not too direct, but all over the place at the same time. Do watch out for that over the course of the next, 3, 4, 5 days. But the full moon is on the 15th in 2 days' time. So on this Friday coming. So, yeah, that's something that we need to... And for those of you guys, go and get your crystals, baby. Go and get your crystals. Go and ground your crystals. And, energize these bunnies. Yeah? You want to be energizing these bunnies. It's my cellulite. She's already energized. I'll be energizing her again next... But, again... you can start burying them from today. If you've got a garden, if you've got plant pots, you can bury these bad boys and, meditate on them on the day of the full moon on Friday, uproot them, put them in, rinse them off, put them in some nice salt water, real salt, real sea salt, Himalayan salt or black sea salt, original salt, not that sodium table salt stuff that many of you have on your tables. Soak them in that overnight. Try and put it on the windowsill where the moonlight can hit it and energize it. You charge your crystals, program them. These are programs. These are computers. These are solidified computers, right? Want to know why they put crystals in watches and in computers? Yeah? Ever ask yourself that? If they're nothing, then why have them in computers then? Yeah, exactly. These are energy. These are vibrational. They are thousands of years of vibrational energy that have been stored, universal energy that have been stored in solid, hard form. So, yeah, like diamonds, like all of those, they're all, everything has a property. Everything has an energy. So get your crystals, energize your crystals. Full moon coming up, especially with this full moon. Why? Because this full moon is exalted. It's going to be exalted in Taurus. So you want to be taking full advantage of that. Get your crystals all energized. I have this crystal. Somebody bought me. Where was this from? Turkey, right? I've got to show you this. It's like a little egg. Can you see that? Yeah. And it opens up like that. You can put things in there. I can put things in there and charge it up. Really good. I got this from somebody bought this for me from Turkey. It was from Turkey. Really good. That's nice. No, sorry, not Turkey. Morocco. Morocco is where this came from. Yes. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful stuff. This one I'm looking to definitely I'm looking to grind this one over the course of the next couple of days and put me some bad boys up in there. And yeah, manifest. So this full moon coming up is a real it's a real good one. It's a real so yeah, I might after I take down the chart, I may hold that up again. Fatima, hello my dear, how you doing? Where have you been? You've been missing. I've been needing to speak to you. Hope you're well. So full moon coming up. So do watch out over the course of the next 4 or 5 days. The full moon is going to be actually on Friday, this Friday coming. It's in Taurus, ruled by Venus, which rules Friday. I think this full moon is a real big one. We really want to use this energy, people. You really want to be tapping into this energy. Make no mistake about it. So, so we got the full moon coming up. What else has been happening? Mars is really slow at the moment. He's getting ready to go retrograde. We're going to be watching that. Does he go retrograde next month? Or is it? Well, we'll find out, won't we? It's just a matter of time. Venus has just moved into Capricorn. People, look after your money. Great time for money management, okay? And start taking your relationships seriously. Hey. Yeah, it's that time of the year, month, call it as you wish. What other aspects are happening? Okay, well, we got Mercury at the moment opposing Jupiter. Yeah, so a lot of information, a lot of misinformation, a lot of disinformation, information scattered, information overload. It probably explains why I woke up this morning to about, like, I don't know, like 100 messages. People have no idea. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say I'm oh, poor me, victim. But how do you expect? And then people say, oh, I've texted you like 3 weeks ago. No answer. Well, what do you expect? Like, messages are just coming in after message. I think something tells me the FBI is watching my phone and they're thinking, these guys are either selling drugs or whatever. I get more WhatsApp than, I don't know, probably Pablo Escobar. Well, he's dead now and he didn't use WhatsApp. But you know what I mean. Those texts be coming in thick and fast. I can't keep up. You know, from people asking questions, chit-chat, favors, want to book appointments, want to see me, it's like, I can't keep up with all that, man. But I have noticed that it has increased just a little bit in the last day or two. And I'm putting that down to the Mercury-Jupiter opposition. Mercury in Sagittarius, Jupiter in... There's a mutual reception here with these two planets also as well, which can be favorable. But they're both in detriment. Like two drunks trying to walk each other home. Yeah, let's see how that one plays out. But great time for learning, great time for studying, great time for doing research, great time for, expanding your knowledge and your communication and literacy. Pick up a book, read. Great time. I'm not suggesting you don't read, but this is a time to read even more. Mercury opposing Jupiter. But also as well, what we may get here, because it's an opposition, we could find over the course of the next couple of days where we come across information that polarizes us. So there could be a polarization of information here. We're hearing one thing from one end and we're hearing something else from another end. So what I would also encourage over the course of the next 3-4 days is that learn how to try to see different perspectives on things. Try to see the opposite view of things also as well, because this will create huge misinformation. Yeah, Mercury, Jupiter. One to watch out for. That's going to be coming exact in the next, let's put it on days and let's see. When does that become exact? That becomes exact on the 17th. On the 17th, that becomes exact. But prior to that, on the 15th, like I said, we have the full moon in the sign of Taurus, but it's going to be conjunct Uranus. So it's a full moon that is very powerful. It's very grounding. It's very supportive. Great resilience. It's got tremendous power to it. It's an exalted full moon. You know, you don't get much better. I mean, a full moon in Cancer will probably beat it, but that's going to be the next best full moon that you can get is one in Taurus. You know, but it's conjunct Uranus, so it has a very deviant, erratic, unstable energy to it, and that's why I'm saying. And this is a time where emotions are heightened. People are going to be feeling more sensitive. It's a full moon. Full moons bring things out to the open. Full moons reveals things. So what is it going to be revealing in your life? I think that's going to be quite interesting. You know, what's going to come to the surface? And it could be something that shakes you up a bit. You know, it could be something that brings a breath of fresh air, but something that you weren't, you know, something unpredictable. Do watch out for that over the course of the next couple of days. So we got the full moon in Taurus. Okay, coolio. We'll take it. What else is happening? Have you guys been experiencing any kind of, whether it's technological or telecommunications or communications on a whole? This is what I'm saying. I've been getting lots of texts that, and I don't really want to, because Mercury is squaring Saturn right now. Like it's not the healthiest, is it? I mean, let's face it. I mean, my computer's been moving mad slow. Oh, okay, fair enough. It needed an update, but still, I mean, yesterday, near enough, was barely moving. It's a brand new computer. I got a workhorse, baby. That's real interesting. But Mercury has been squaring Saturn. I don't know, for you guys who move around a lot, maybe you've been traveling. How has it been for you guys? Have you experienced any kind of delays around that? That's a kind of planetary alignment that could bring that. But that's in the last couple of days. Although Mercury is still square at Saturn, it's separating now. So any kind of delays that Saturn may put Mercury in is definitely easing off now. So, okay. What else we got? So we got Mercury opposing